Okay. All right. Hello and welcome to the Dragon Show. The Dragon and Ferret together. I am Xander. This is Alkali.
I'm not him.
Woo! We're at First Square 2016. Woo! Woo! Of course, we have our guest of honor here.
Hello, I am Pendez.
There you go.
Yay!
Should I use a microphone too or no?
You should be using a microphone if it works.
Hello?
Oh, no, yeah. Perfect. All right. Here we go. Now, I'm done. You guys go.
That's it.
No.
Xander sat down. He's I'm out. We are all brain dead.
Yes.
We've been running convention.
It's been
Booze
a great convention.
Booze has killed us.
On the first fucking day.
No.
On the day before the first day.
Okay. Thursday
was technically not...
Day zero?
Day zero.
Okay.
Day zero. Day zero killed us. Then day one re-killed us.
Yeah.
Day two, like, they had, like, you know, the machine hook, and it was like, clear, no, I'm still dead.
So, day zero was death. Day one, we were dead. Oh, no, when did we rise again?
On the third day, we rose
again. No, we beat out Jesus.
No. No.
I am calling Jesus.
We beat out Jesus.
How many times are we going to tell you? You are not con Jesus.
Until Sunday, I am. And then on Sunday, my GOH ship passes to the next one, and I will be the son of Khan no more.
But don't you turn wine into water, technically? Or
I turn wine into maple syrup, actually.
Don't go anywhere near Kage.
Oh, you're trying to take a sip. It's like, it's taking forever.
Did you see that wine cast?
I
did not, unfortunately.
Kage and myself did a wine cast, and we decided to be Canadian. So we sat in front of a webcam and did shots of pure maple syrup.
Why did no one tell me about this?
Because we didn't want to be racially insensitive.
You mean like Xander at that one podcast?
Yeah.
What?
Well, Canadians, you're all lumberjacks, beards, and wearing plaid.
That's me in the front row.
Now that was perfect.
Best moment from a Dragon Show ever.
Yes. Well, yeah. Usually I say something about the theme. So have you guys murdered anyone?
Don't raise your hand!
Us three times.
Yes. So, boobs. All right, who was here for Mystery Science Theater? Woo! We did the movie Clue. And we won in quotation marks.
Yeah.
We survived the movie. Don't really remember two of the three endings.
Yeah.
Some of the rules, like somebody gets slapped, drink.
Oh, God.
The lights go out, drink.
Drink.
Thunder.
The best was, dramatic music. That
dramatic
was good.
Dramatic music was great.
Boobs.
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 Oh, yes. All boobs matter. All boobs matter. All boobs matter. Which, wow, that was weird. Sorry.
It was literally, like, seriously, like, and the French maid, like, every scene she was in, she had to lean over to talk to the other person for no reason. So it says, "But monsieur, we have to find the candlestick." And you know he was thinking, "I'd like to candlestick something there."
That's how her vocal cords work, because all the weight on her chest, so she could actually
talk. So she had to lean forward to actually talk. She's like, "Oh, now the boobs are not blocking the vocal cords."
Yes, that's how these things work.
We have a friend of the Dragon Show.
Oh.
Smiling at us and telling us he wants to give us something.
Oh, dear God.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
In past years, I've given you diabetes cake.
Yes.
Drunken diabetes cake.
Yes.
Now I'm giving you cupcakes.
Oh, cake.
Just regular plain old cupcakes.
I love cupcakes.
With white frosting.
Can I try a cupcake?
Yeah, have a cupcake.
Am I going to kick?
Let's just watch.
Thank you.
As Alkali slowly peels.
This is very,
whatever that's called.
Suspicious.
This is a very dense cupcake. Very dense, and I can't help but notice that there's a slight green tint to it.
Soylent cupcake is people.
Soylent cupcake is not people. I am going to now take a bite of this cupcake, and be surprised when I find the flavor inside. And if there is a kale ganache filling, well done.
Kale to the cheek.
Uncle is biting.
How are my kale cupcakes?
No.
I've done it.
I can eat kale. There is enough sugar on this cupcake that I can finally eat kale. Congratulations!
Yeah. You found the solution. All you had to do is put shitloads of sugar.
Sugar, the solution to and problem of all life's diabetes.
Sugar, da 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 da. Oh, it goes with kale, da 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 da. I really hate this kale shit. Could you please stop torturing me?
Nope. It's not over.
Oh, dear God.
Do you remember the diabetes sandwich from last year?
Yes, it gave me diabetes!
Mark 2. Marshmallow fluff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look, and Nutella.
You put Nutella on Pop-Tarts. I thought butter on Pop-Tarts was bad enough. Hey, you're up in the ante.
Pop-Tart sandwich, Dragon Show.
Yeah.
And you last
Pop-Tarts, you are right.
And this year I added fluff to it. Marshmallow fluff.
As if there wasn't enough in a Pop-Tart.
Guys.
That is more...
You know... We run these conventions trying to make you have a good time, and in return, you're trying to kill us.
I was trying to make you healthier.
All right.
Equivalent exchange.
I did one worse.
Oh, no, there's more.
Just to help you wash that down.
Why is it?
Oh, my God, it never ends.
So we've gotten cupcakes, another Pop-Tart sandwich, and two types of Jones soda.
I have peanut butter and jelly soda.
Alkali, this is literally the opposite of the other food panel we were in earlier. It's literally, which one do we want to eat? Both of them. All of it in my mouth.
Well, they already forced kale down his throat.
Guys?
Once today? Yeah.
Birthday cake soda. Happy birthday to diabetes.
Diabetes for 2016.
I know I'm going to regret this.
Oh, I'm 97 milligrams of sugar per milliliter old today.
We who are about to die salute you.
Good luck. Anyway,
oh my God, it's amazing!
Oh, the tears of a clown.
We came up with the tears of a clown.
Tears of a clown.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Who here knows what the tears of a clown are? Okay. For those of you who don't, Lanouf, the guest of honor at Indy FurCon last year, or this past year, did a panel with me, and we started making up drinks. And sometimes you have a name for a drink that is so epic that you can't actually make a drink for it. And that drink was Tears of a Clown. And we finally figured out exactly what Tears of a Clown could be. Because Pepper figured it out last night. It's when you take a shot of Everclear, go back to your room, and get I Love You drunk, and you're so happy you start to cry a little bit, you harvest those tears and put it in the next shot of Everclear. Tears of a Clown. So we finally figured that one out.
Very nice, very nice.
I'm going to open the birthday cake soda. Okay. What are you guys opening?
I'll try the peanut butter jelly.
You're going to try peanut butter jelly?
Yes.
I'm thinking
peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly.
I think that guy died, but yeah, moving on. Anyway.
My hands are too sticky to open the soda.
Oh, no.
From all the food I've been given.
See, you know, it's saving you.
Just stop talking.
Oh, what's your birthday cake time?
Oh, God damn it, it tastes like a birthday cake. Like, no, I just drank birthday cake.
That's kind of amazing.
Holy, who gave me that? Where are you? Where are you?
Thank you.
I love you.
No. I can't do a heart like this. You're making it grow three sizes that day with complications. We're going to go to the hospital together on this one.
All right, now the peanut butter jelly is coming down to you.
Peanut butter jelly time?
What the hell?
It tastes like a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Like,
I never had to drink in a soda and say, how does that happen? Seriously? There's no butter in there.
This is amazing. What the fuck, Jones? He's a sorcerer. There is no way that mortal man...
Straight from the wizarding world of Harry Potter, it's Jones Soda.
Jones the sorcerer from America.
Guys, once when I was a kid, I just started stacking shit on top of a shit to eat.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This has to happen.
Oh, no.
Birthday peanut butter
peanut
and jelly
butter
cake.
Birthday. Explode.
This side of my mouth tastes like it's a happy birthday. And this side of my mouth needs Fritos to scrape it off. Well, you two do the show. Fuck off. I'm fine.
And that's when we lost him forever.
Yeah. If you're wondering how you learn how to drink like this, it's called be drunk.
Can I just say, so far, this con has been fan-freaking-tastic.
Like, thanks to our guest of honor.
I think that our three-headed monster that we just wrapped up doing was one of the best ones we've
that
ever
was
done.
So
that was
much
very good.
That was so
was
much
fantastic.
Fun.
Thank you all for who came.
Yeah, thank you. That being said... Three-Headed Monster was good, but you at opening ceremonies breaking my brain might have been better.
Opening
who was at opening ceremonies? This fucker is insane.
Yep.
Dressed up? Sure.
Do you want me to tell the
you
story?
You please tell it. I have to eat kale cupcake.
So I bribed one of the staff. I said, as soon as they start looking for me, as soon as they're like, okay, so Pandez is supposed to be in the room somewhere, because I told them I'd be there in the front row, you know, just, or if I'm not, I'm on my way, just call me out. And I bribed one of the staff to do, like, the dramatic dur, 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 as soon as they started to ask for me. And they all on stage, like, looked over and went, what the hell are you doing? Meanwhile, I had been crouching down behind a fursuiter in the back row the entire, for like 10, 15 minutes in opening ceremonies. And the people around me are like, what the hell is Pandas doing? I had this giant fake twirly mustache, giant fake goatee coming off my chin. I had a big black top hat. Looks very much like Al Galais, a little different, but very close. And a big black cape. So when and they're all like, what the? I jump out, what's the matter, Al Galais? Lost your guest of honor? Good luck finding him. And I pranced out of the room and stopped about every 3 seconds to turn to the stage and go. And then as they're trying to figure out what just happened, I walk outside to the room right beside their stage and then throw open the door. And they are just dying.
We could not handle this.
I'm like, this is opening ceremonies. You did this to yourself.
Everybody was looking for you by the train tracks, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was like, okay, Snidely, where's the girl on the trap,
yes.
On the tracks?
Yes.
That was my... Seriously, I was browsing random stuff on Amazon. I'm just like, oh, fake mustache. Black cape. Opening ceremonies.
Wow.
That was
awesome.
Well, it didn't stop there. The fucker walked out of the room like, I needed to introduce him. Oh, well, what are we going to do? And then a few minutes later, the doors burst open, and he's done a fucking costume change. And he's out there being Sherlock Holmes with full pipe, the Sherlock Holmes hat. And
Magnifying glass.
The magnifying glass.
I came up and I'm like, aha, I found a clue.
And all of us, right before this, we're outside, we're like, oh my god, we have to run a con. There's going to be more people here than last year. We just got to be calm, calm and composed. Nothing can frighten us. Is that dastardly do-right? What the fuck is happening? We're looking at our glasses like, did they drug us already? I thought that was a Saturday thing. Shit.
You made the mistake of saying, "You're guest of honor. You have free reign to do whatever you want." And I went, "What I want is to see you make the what the fuck is happening face." Which I got him to do at least four times on Friday.
Yes.
Oh, man. Oh. What the? Oh, geez. What is this?
This is a very good tequila in a very small bottle.
Awesome. Single serving. Very nice.
Single serving tequila? That would be a bottle this size. But this is a good snack. This is snack tequila. Uh-oh.
What?
What does tequila go with? Birthday cakes? What do you think? Birthday cakes or peanut butter and jelly?
Birthday cake.
Birthday cake?
The tequila with the peanut butter jelly sandwich is called Little Jimmy's Drunk. Actually, it works for both of them, really.
All of them.
Or, no, with the birthday cake, it's called You're a Man Now, Son.
Oh, that's, I want that, I want a drink called the
You're a Man Now, son.
Can I get three You're a Man Now, Sons and a Shirley Temple?
Where, do you remember, and no, I think you were around for this. Do you remember the first time I made Irish Carrot Bomb cupcakes?
Oh, man. When was it?
All right. So maybe I'm going to do something. This is such a, oh, my God, I hate making these things. But you guys make this food all the time. I actually like to bake. I love baking. I just don't have the time for it. And one time I went all out. I said, fuck it. You got to go to the dance?
Yeah. I got to go host the dance.
Guys. Yes.
Thank you for letting me be on the show. Have a good rest of the show. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm taking these with me.
Yeah. Where are they? Oh, there they are. I'm blind.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't want to be around.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's,
save one.
Rorschach.
Hello,
hi.
Rorschach.
Oh, dear.
I am so worried about everything that's about to happen.
Yeah, I think he's about to beat me to death with the
these things happen.
Notebook. Hi. God damn it. Should I say it? I'll look down and whisper kale.
You know what? At least it's him and not a giant blue cock on the consecutive.
Actually, I delivered that wrong. I forgot to elongate after a whisper. I know exactly what it is. I'm so sorry. I fucked it up. Very
what's
well.
Up?
I thought it
was white. No!
Very
so,
well done.
Irish Car Bomb cupcakes are a Guinness chocolate cupcake. A lot of Guinness. A Scotch chocolate ganache center and a Bailey's whipped cream top. It is an Irish Car Bomb and a cupcake.
I would just say shit-faced in the cupcake.
You know, it shouldn't have been because some of it bakes out, but my friends came over and they're like, dude, these have a lot of alcohol in them. I wonder if you could set it on fire. I go, oh, I'll find out. So I went to the kitchen and took two of them. And when no one was looking, I took Everclear and sprinkled it over the top. There is a scorch mark on my basement table from when I lit it on fire. Fun fact. Don't do that unless you're drunk and can afford to buy a new table.
Sponsor gift 2017?
Yes.
New tables?
Table top.
That would actually, like, we could just get wild with the fucking super sponsor gifts. Like, we love drinking paraphernalia. We've done the flesh. Like, next year it's just like, all right, you get a pen, a shot glass, and a card table. Oh, how am I going to get that out? Your problem, asshole. Next. All right. You get a bottle of gin, a cupcake and a diaper, and three of the speakers from Main Events. Next. Oh, this is wonderful. Yeah, this guy's got the best. You get a car, a gun, and a license to kill. He's like, oh, wasn't that last year? Not anymore, fucker. Go. You know what? I'm not allowed to plan out our gifts anymore.
Potted plants.
No, we are not giving out potted plants. Too much shit can be hidden in the potted plants. I would give out kale? You're an idiot.
He said it for a supplement. Potted
kale. That sounds amazing.
Kale doesn't grow in pots. Yes, Rorschach?
What?
You can't be that high to actually want to eat kale. What is he? Oh, God.
I don't know.
We have a mime up here. Mime that writes. This is making it a lot easier. I'm in a box.
Killer mime.
Let me out of the box.
Oh, dear God. Here, do you want to read this one?
Kale does not grow in pots. Name one kale that grows in pots. I just wanted to watch him write more.
So,
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, stand up. Stand up, kitten. Are you getting ready for the kale bowl?
Oh, my God.
Turn around. Guys, there's only one thing I can say to that. Boobs!
All boobs matter. Kale boobs matter. Jeez.
Thank you so much. Is that being held on by tape, or do your tits actually have their own gravitational pull?
Not only do they have their own gravitational pull, there's an orbit. That's why
it's Yeah, that orbit is a bunch of horny teenage guys just trying to get a grope in and going around and around.
It takes all time.
Who, what, were they trying to throw ping pong balls into your cleavage yesterday during the...
Ah.
No, okay.
So, should I share the new experience I had this con? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Nope, so go for it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm still enjoying my tequila.
I've been to a lot of cons. Many, many cons, and, well, I actually had something happen that has never happened before, and that's actually takes a lot. So, anyways, I...
You had more parties.
No, that happened. Well, no.
He had a vore party happen to him. He did
Someone
not
came to my door and asked where the vore party is.
Yeah. Who did that?
I don't know.
You, as far as we know. Asshole, who did that?
So, anyway. I was recognized by an adorable fursuiter in the hallway by my badge. And then he adorably pantomimed the fact that he had seen my furry porn. Without talking, okay? And he's doing that whole thing. So he looks at my badge, and he does this. He's like... And he makes the X mark with his hand. Like, oh, yeah, Xander, that's me, right. So then he does this. I'm like, what? Are you asking? What is going on?
Did you say no?
And then he does this again. He does the X thing. Right, okay. And he starts going like this. He starts doing the jerk-off motion. I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay. And then he goes like this. Like he's on a laptop. Like, oh my God. Thank you?
Leave it to furries to play charades to go, I have fapped to pictures of you. And also, did you say this was in the hallway?
Yes.
Were other people around?
No, this was upstairs in the hallway.
Oh, thank God. Wait.
I'm not going to out them. It was amazing, but
yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So...
For the recording, maybe you should describe those motions that you just did.
No!
I just described the motions. Anyway, so that happened.
That happened. That happened to you.
That did. It was amazing.
I do love that, because I'm terrible. Terrible at commissioning art. I very rarely do it, because I don't know what to ask. I was like, Barrett! And then I just hang up the phone. So every once in a while, I'll just be sitting at work. It's like, oh, message from Xander. I wouldn't need to hide my phone. I'll hold it far out here. And then I turn it on. My boss goes, is that what a dragon dick looks like? I go, I don't know how you can tell. Half of it is hidden. And he goes, okay, I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. And goes back to work.
You're bringing people together.
Yeah, I'm
Show it. I can show you the world. Here's a dragon dick. Don't you dare close your eyes.
Oh!
Actually, you might want to close your eyes. Get sticky. Anyway.
Is Dragor in here?
No, not yet.
Good, let's make fun of him. So there Dragor was at my house. We had been working on this convention for 4 days. He has not left, and as far as I'm concerned, he hadn't showered because we were icky, icky people. Now, I always put them in the basement. That's where my guest room is, which a lot of people don't realize has a shared vent with my room.
Oh!
I don't know. So one night, this is the fourth night, it has been, I can't tell you how long of a day. We're finally going to bed. It's got to be 3 in the morning, but we feel accomplished. It's the first time in 4 days that we feel accomplished. And I lay down and I start to dream of people applauding how accomplished we are. And the last thing I hear before he realizes I can hear him is, fuck, in my eye? Shot himself in the eye while wearing glasses. And if you don't believe me, ask him, because he's proud of it. He also knows now I can hear into that room, and he's been using that against me any other time that he visits. I don't sleep much when he's over. I don't want to sleep much when he's over.
So I just want to say real quick, we had the con theme Clue or Murder Mystery, and I just want to say how blown away I am that how cool it is, how everyone has been into playing the game.
Oh,
it's actually really cool to see how much everyone's into it. I see like people running down the hallway with a big card. Like, what? How did that happen?
There was somebody running around in the hallway with their own card yesterday. I didn't murder a fucking thing! Yeah! It wasn't his card. It just kind of looked like his character.
Are you sure it wasn't OJ? He does that a lot.
Then there's the other side of it. I've had multiple people go, just like, I found my card. I wanted to be the murderer. And then they make eye contact. I wanted to be the murderer.
Are you going to kill me right now?
Oh, Conover. You guys can still terrify me after all these years.
I was actually asked if the possum in the poster was anyone specific, and I felt bad, but at the same time, that would be a weird position to put anyone into.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You should have heard some of the things that we talked about. We talked about actually pulling the cards before the con and more of us knowing and actually having hints in the poster. But then we're like, if we put hints anywhere but the cards. These are furries. These are the most creative minds in the world. We are going to yell at like, that one room was yellow and Mr. Yellow couldn't have killed him because once I saw a Sasquatch. I'm like, that wasn't a clue. Right. You fucked up. I don't need that. I don't fucking need that.
Oh my God. Ugh.
We did, talking about con themes, the 4 days was a long time out, and we did bring up again, and we're almost drunk enough to vote yes to it, Bad Idea Con. Who knows Bad Idea Con?
Bad
fun. No. It's, well, I mean, yes.
You put, like, you get, like, an umbrella con, that's not enough.
No.
No,
see, that's the problem. That's not the worst idea. The worst idea is literally naming your con theme Bad Idea Con, because we didn't need to come up with anything when we joked about it. You guys started emailing us.
And asking what's okay. And those are the ones that asked.
Yes. There was some of the greatest things. Like, oh, that'd be really funny. Maybe that could be our last year. Bad idea con. And it could just be the simplest con. There'd be a before picture of a hotel and an after picture of a crater filled with poop. Just floating. Not solid poop. Floating liquid poop. Because you're fucking drunk anyway. If it's bad idea con, you're going to just get an IV. We're going to have doctors in here. Like, oh, tequila or rum. Both. Whatever. Happy New Year. Bup, bup, dead. Like, that's it. Bad fucking idea con. Actually, that's a great idea. Medical con. IV alcohol.
Bring your will.
I like that.
On-site lawyers.
No, 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 no. On-site lawyers would be very bad idea con.
Was there a lawyer con here before we got here? What happened?
No, it was worse. On Thursday night, there was another group that no one knew was going to be here. They rented our space, like literally 2 weeks ago, and no one told us. So Thursday, we get here. And these rooms, the Brookfields, are all taken over. And people are telling me, oh, it's lawyers. I'm like, oh, there's nothing worse than lawyers. I've dealt with this before. There's so many. The hotel finally gets through that. Oh, yeah, no, no, don't worry. There are a bunch of HR reps. I'm like, oh, that is worse. Oh, those are like the worst people on the planet.
Oh,
if
my
I
God.
Set fire to my own hotel... Do I get a reward? Because someone will at least get a pension.
See,
fired.
When you told me it was all lawyers, I was hoping someone would have one of those inflatable T-Rexes so that they could reenact Jurassic Park. Just chase them around all everywhere. It'd be fantastic. Yes.
Didn't that happen in a bathroom?
Yes.
So... I don't know who was up with us at 2 in the morning last night, but if you were, you know that something happened to me in a bathroom last night.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Yes. Can you talk about that?
I can. Here we go with bad idea con again. Here's a bad idea. If a guy wearing con chairman badge walks into the bathroom, don't ask him where you can score weed. I walked in, took a piss. A guy standing behind me tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, do you know where I can score some pot?" And I was flabbergasted. And all I could do was... And he looked down and he looked back at me, "Pot of kale?" Which I know doesn't exist, Rorschach.
Next year.
There are not pots of kale. They just appear in the supermarket and make you sick.
What does that say?
Oh. I can't read it. Which is weird. Here you go.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, my God.
With it? I'm trying. Brassica olearis. I can't read that.
Oh, my God. He looked up what a very... That's potted kale.
Oh!
Okay. Hats, the hat would be off to you, but somebody murdered it. I have to say, a lot of you know this. The hat, the origin of the hat, the reason I wear the hat, there's a gentleman who runs the equivalency of director of programming at Gen Con. He's a very nice person. He's also the most insane person at Gen Con. You will never meet somebody who is more stressed out. But he also does such a good job. And I've met him outside of Gen Con, and he is this nice, normal gentleman. He's got this is basically a 9-to-5 job for him all year round. But at the convention, he has a wild, 3-foot-tall, multicolored mohawk. And it doesn't, if you know him, it doesn't suit him at all. But his person, I mean, it works, but, and I had to ask him, why do you do it? He says, "I'm only 5'6". Have you ever had trouble finding me in a crowded hallway? Oh! Well, I'm 6'7 or 6'8, depending on the day. If I put on a top hat, I'm basically Abraham Lincoln, and maybe someone will shoot me." That'll work, and so I started doing the top hat shtick, and I've been doing it since, and I actually like it. But they decided they needed to kill someone for the con. And we were talking, well, if you die, you're just going to go home and play Xbox. And they're right. If you guys would have killed me, I'd be like, oh, I died. Well, continuity, and I would have went to my fucking room. You would have never fucking seen me.
New work on continuity.
I gotta say, it is nice. Like, breeze through my head. That hat is heavy as the head that wears the hat.
The Froken breeze.
Yeah, the Froken. It's really nice now wearing the hat. And I've got to go to a con in like a month. I'm like, oh man, that's going to be heavy. Like somebody's putting weights in my hat or something. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. It's not a... The 50-gallon drum of lube is safely secure in my bedroom for slip and slide night.
That's what you think he keeps in there?
Yeah. Somebody send one of those 55-gallon drums of lube to the militia in Oregon?
Yeah.
I
hope when they send it to them, there's hardwood floors in that place, because if you get lube on hardwood floors, you're going to die. My house has all hardwood floors, and after we fuck, condoms don't protect us.
He's not here, Thomas here, but if anyone knows him, he said, you know those gummy bears that make
you... Oh, the Haribo gummy bears.
Why would you...
Send them all to them, so they get... And they're like, no.
So those Oregon guys were like Y'all Qaeda, right? That's what they called them?
Y'all
Qaeda. Yeah, Y'all Qaeda. You ever hear that? So would like militant vegan kale people be like Al-Qaeda? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Sorry.
Bend over. This is number one, and then this is your punishment. I hate you.
That's your man now, son. All right, sorry.
Shoving bottle of Joe... Okay, we're done.
No, that is not... That's a different game.
Spin the bottle, then lose the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever played Spin the Bottle?
Not really, no.
Not really?
Oh, I guess it's a yes or no question.
That is a yes or no question. Spin, all right, well, go home. How is that not really?
I ran away. No, I don't know.
I'm scared.
No, I never played Spin the Bottle.
There's an answer.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Did you?
If I'm drunk like 24-7. Would I remember?
Yeah.
And if I played Spin the Bottle, it wouldn't be kissing. It'd be like Spin the Bottle into the 7 minutes of heaven and then, like, roll the dice for AIDS. That's basically my life at this point. Get the bucket.
Oh, Jesus.
Did I have played Spin the Bottle or AIDS?
Oh, yeah, you lose.
Son of a bitch, we did.
Yeah.
That song is the bane of my existence.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting at work during the day when I first come in, there's still other people in there, and I'll hear from across the office a muffled speaker.
Yes.
Like, oh, God, they're watching the video. And sometimes they'll watch the video and nothing will happen. And then I hear the hysterical laughter as they watch the outtakes. And then they come over and talk to me. I don't remember most of the... We were...
Did they get the wall and they fell off because it's losing your shit?
This fucker broke my wall!
Yes.
We planned this out. Like, this was a whole day of filming. We tried to figure this out. We wrote it. Like, okay, here's what we're going to try to do. This thing sticks, right? Okay. So let's try throwing it, like, end over end. See what happens. We're going to try to stick it to the wall. Stick it to the wall, you know. Lob it over there. She's like, all right. Kamehameha punch! Wham! I was like, holy shit! It bounced all the way back to him! What were you thinking?
Well, what are the...
You raped the wall!
Technically. Alright. Well, one of the fun things was... is if you watch it, he was dead to the world when we started filming.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the first things we did.
Yeah.
So... his eyes are like 95% closed when he first says five dick shaved things. Wham! And they're just like, oh fuck, it's just like instant caffeine. It was fucking great.
He did all the editing, and I refused to watch it for the first month, so I have no idea. That was our first commercial for First Squared.
First Squared, yeah.
Yeah, that was another day of absolute living hell, filming the first commercial.
Running through this hotel, yeah.
I think that's actually one of the reasons this hotel loves us. They're like, you're going to do what? You're going to film a commercial? And they're going to be dressed up as big animals? I'm taking my break. And they, like, people were watching him dance around the hotel.
There's these basketball players like, hey, man, that dragon cool.
Yes, yes.
That was great.
Yeah, that was a crazy day. That was really fun.
That was so random.
Look at us now.
Yeah.
Who here has seen the original trailer for this convention? Okay, I'm holding a book. That's my director of operations bit. That's in his living room in front of his fireplace. I was like, okay, I need a hanger for the abortion joke, because what commercial isn't complete without abortion joke? I called Kage. I'm like, hey, Kage, what do you think we should put in the commercial? He's like, well, not an abortion joke. Like, that's what I needed. Abortion joke. Got it. Okay. And I need a book. I need a big book so they can tell that I'm reading something. And Bit just goes over to his coffee table and brings out a 1970s Army black and white photograph pornographic book with, like, semi-nude guys on battleships. Like, one of the pictures was two guys in the submarines and their asses touching. Like, it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen, but it was porn. Like, yeah, this works. We have to use this. But every once in a while, I would just break. It's like, I'm holding 80s, 70s porn.
It was like classy coffee table porn.
It was classy coffee table porn.
It really was.
When you guys go looking for your first coffee table book, remember, classic coffee table porn is the way to go. Your parents will be so proud.
You wear a robe and smoke a pipe ball. Yeah, exactly. Right before, yeah. Exactly.
Right before. Like, you couldn't even jerk to it. I mean, it was too classy.
No, too classy. I can't do it.
If you did, you'd have to jerk off with your pinky.
You have to use your mustache wax, you know.
Too, yeah. Thank you. Too monocle classy.
I love it.
I fucking miss Too Monocle.
Yes, if anyone wants a kale cup, go for it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, guys, the kale cupcakes.
They're actually good.
Yeah, no, you
don't
nailed
be scared
it.
By the kale.
No, be scared by the kale. Please be scared by the kale.
The kale doesn't fail.
Thank you, guys. Thank you
thank
for
you,
everyone
thank you
who
so
brought
much.
Us stuff. You guys are insane. You were wonderful.
I'm scared, actually.
Do you want to start doing questions yet?
What can I add? Yep. Nutella and fluff. You will find out.
They are happy.
Yeah, that's a dense cupcake.
All right, we're going to open it up to... any questions in the audience? If you have any questions, go ahead and raise your hand and let us. Go ahead, Poker. What's up?
Did you honestly think that I would actually pull that off?
No. You said kale cupcakes. I thought you were trying to disgust me, which is what most people do. There was a panel that was literally thought of a few weeks before the convention by my good friends Duncan and Takaza. That the original name was, "We're going to try to make Alkali puke," and I'm like, "You can't put that in the book because I don't have a room big enough for the amount of people that want to see me vomit." So they ended up calling it SmackDown Snack Edition. And they got me to eat. The worst thing that they gave me was dehydrated bacon flavored kale chips.
Oh.
Now I thought that would be like a potato chip. No. It was a piece of kale so dehydrated that it would crumble to the touch. And once you put it in your mouth, it wrapped around your tongue like a piece of cellophane. It was vile. And fur was feeding it to me. That was the worst part of my
childhood. Yeah, I actually tried it. And when I had one, I had to have another one to get rid of the aftertaste of the last one. Because I had no drink to drink. And it was, it was very bad.
Yeah, that was.
I try. I'll drink some disgusting things, but man, that was.
Yeah, you've drank.
Well, that came out wrong. Okay, never mind. Okay, sorry. Shut up. God damn it,
Dick Tracy.
Yeah, on the subject of snacks, I know for years commercials have said otherwise, but as far as you two know, is there a wrong way to eat a Reese's?
Absolutely. Absolutely, there is a wrong way to eat a Reese's. You get him rock hard, you take the Reese's, soften it up a little bit, put it over the dick, use it as a cock ring for more than a day. Anything under a day and you're fine. But if you use it there for more than a day, something's off about the taste. Something's off about the taste. Just saying. No! That being said, if it is commissioned, it needs to be animated, because I just want to see, like, I want to see a big fat guy breathing on it to warm it up. Like, I'm the big fat guy, by the way. Boop! Oh, and then the middle, like, flies out into my mouth, like, oh.
God damn it.
Xander, that's your first Patreon.
No! We were talking about clown porn earlier. Now we're on to Reese's. What the fuck? I was saying earlier how clown porn, just the money shots would just be all pies.
Seltzer water?
Yeah.
With no seltzer bottle?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Oh, it's so a few of my friends like to disgust the shit out of me, and I don't know how this guy pulled it off, but one of my friends sent me porn and said, you have to watch the whole thing. I'm like, I highly doubt that, but I guess I trust you. And it's a guy jerking off. I'm like, I basically see this daily. And then came the money shot. The 30-second why is this? What? It, you know, usually it's spurt. Calm down. Spurt. I wonder if we'll go again. No, this was put out the fire! Da 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 da. But it still pulsed. Like, I think his heartbeat was like, If he had done it on a mirror, that would be gone. It would have shattered. It was the greatest. And then you're like, oh my God, he must eat pineapples. Like, I have no fucking clue.
Has anyone seen the Bellagio fountain? That's what I'm picturing right now.
Actually, there's the theme for next year. We need 20 furries and 20 people giving them hand jobs to music. Da! Da da! Just fucking jets of. And the hotel would be like, we still love you.
You could bring
You're
that
better
to Vegas.
Than the HR assholes. You we really, could what?
You could really bring that to Vegas.
Actually, yes.
On the we next.
Could.
God damn it. On the next America's Got Talent. You just see the horrified reactions of the judges.
He's really into it.
Howard Stern's hair just goes way the fuck out.
The aristocrats.
Yes. Very well done. Oh, fuck.
You had your hand up? I hate you!
The convict. It's a tradition.
It is not a tradition!
I was delivering his question in the process.
Oh my God, he has to write it down. I love it.
Go ahead.
It says,
you read it.
Who is the Kayla Roddy? This is his question.
Oh, the Kayla
Who's
Roddy.
The, at this point, I'm convinced you are. The killer.
He is the, what do you call it, conspiracy theory guy, right?
You know the worst part is I actually, I bet you I know you. I have no idea
oh, yeah,
who
I know.
You are. I'm wondering, if you do anything to me at closing ceremonies, I'm going to reenact the end of the Blue Dick movie. Got it? Okay.
Challenge accepted.
No! Hey, dude, if I could just blow people up with my mind, we'd have this whole hotel to ourselves right now. And the asshole up on the third floor, and you know who you are, he'd be the stain on the wall next to the stain that he put on the wall. Convention horror stories in 2 years, and you get that story.
Oh, my God.
We have where is... I'm going to just sign over this.
Oh, yeah, I saw... Yeah, that works. You're a dragon now.
Me.
Alkali's a dragon now.
Yes.
So
for time reasons.
So you guys have
Hail
seen
to the
yes.
Hail to the Chief. I hate you all. Who here knows what piece of art has appeared in all three all three convention books. There is a single piece of art that has appeared in all three and will continue to appear in every convention book. Not the pocket guides, the actual book.
I have a gift art for you.
What is it?
Is there a Reese's on there?
No, is there?
Yes, he can.
That's horrified.
Yes, he can.
What's he doing? Oh, okay.
Yep.
It's a badge now.
I'm eating a Reese's that has been popped off of Xander's dick.
Is that how they make the Reese's cups?
Hey, I needed something worthy of taking care of the chairman badge, which means not my con, not my problem now.
All right.
Xander, you're in charge.
No, what?
I'm in charge.
Oh, well, I was supposed to answer who the Kayla Roddy was, but I don't
know. Kayla Roddy? He's definitely the Kayla Roddy.
Okay, yeah.
So who knows what piece of art has appeared in all three?
Anybody? If, nope.
What's up? That's it. That is a picture of Zandy the Dandy. Before the convention happened, one of our friends drunkenly drew artwork of him while we were all hanging out at a bar. And for the rest of the night, our friends, other people in the bar, the bartender, all called him, excuse me, sir. Zandy the Dandy, and they all said it like that.
Zandy the Dandy.
Zandy the Dandy. And now, okay, this is at maybe 11 o'clock at night. This was a 4 a.m. bar. By 2 a.m., there wasn't any more conversations. We had a 5-minute talk only saying, Zandy the Dandy, Zandy the Dandy, Zandy the Dandy, Zandy the Zandy the Dandy. That was it. So that picture will always be in that book to remind us. You hate me.
I was seriously waiting for
the most loving way possible.
Yeah, I was waiting for the ragtime music to come on the stereo.
So were we.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get him to get into some old-timey get-up so that he could just be Zandy.
Oh, my God. Bowler hat. And...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there was Pandez earlier. That's almost...
That's true.
Yeah.
It's Pandez the Dandy.
Pandez the
Dandy.
Pandy
the Dandy.
Pandy the Dandy.
Oh, shit.
Don't be our Pandy Dandy now.
Oh, my God.
boy.
All right, we've got 7 minutes left. Any more questions?
We've answered them all.
Good.
We finished. We're done. Yeah.
So
we answered everything in the universe.
Should we give them a little bit of hope?
Yeah, sure.
Do we want to give them the hope?
Sure, Obama. What? I don't know.
The phone call that you gave me earlier this week?
I think I can.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sure. Do you want to go? Or do you want to say it? Yeah,
no, it's your news. You can say it.
Okay. So I should have said this earlier because it's a long story, but I'll get to the highlights. I've been trying to get laid off for quite a while now. And it's an interesting experience because you don't want to get fired so you can get unemployment, but, you know, you want to push them too. So I started doing things like, you know, working 4 hours a day. I'm not even kidding. I'll come in, I'll take a 2-hour lunch, and I'll split. And nobody freaking notices. Anyway, so and I'm doing other things like I wear sweatpants to work. That works unless I realized I was dressing like the boss. So now I'm probably due for a promotion, and like my boss is he's this greasy motherfucker, and he's like he's so high on himself, but he always wears these T-shirts, and one of them say like the best never rests. And apparently the best don't shower or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, I hate this guy, and he's just the worst. And but anyway, long story short is I went in and talked to another one of my bosses and basically pushed them to say, hey, I want to get back to Chicago. I'm like, well, you put me in a position where I can't not do something now, so I don't know if you didn't want to do – it was this weird passive-aggressive back and forth where basically he was telling me my days are numbered. Which is good. That's what I want. So my rent is up. I'm only there for 30 more days tops, and that's irreversible. So I'll be out of there soon. I'll be back home. So, yeah.
So I don't know if most of you would know this if you're fans of the show. One of the things that we made very clear right from the start, and this limits us, but I think it adds to the show is we don't do anything over Skype. There's a delay. It's very difficult to get a read on people. There's something about being in person that lets you play off each other more. And a lot of you do know that the Dragon Show has been on basically a non-live hiatus for quite some time. And I always made two promises. One was when the Dragon Show stopped that would not be the end of this show. And him moving home will see the rebirth of the Dragon Show online as a monthly podcast. Or, I'm sorry, do we do
weekly? Weekly, yeah.
We do weekly as a monthly podcast. I'm very excited. The second was, I think a lot of you know this, I mean, I obviously didn't like him living that far away. He was doing things behind my back, I am sure. Dude, fuck you, I know you were eating kale. So I made one more promise, and some of the equipment started to arrive. Now, this is going to take a while to set up, and we're going to try it. And it might not work, but we try things. Sometimes they work. We might try to do a monthly green screen podcast to do a live cast over the internet with some of our friends, some of our family, and some of you, which would turn the Dragon Show live at conventions into a live webcast if we can get the equipment. So that's where we're looking to go in the next few months.
Yep.
And then when he moves back in with you, he can do things behind your back that you like.
Like Reese's. There's going to be a bunch of them with holes in them. But you had company.
He just goes to the dick hole in my kitchen. I'm so glad I threw that this hard. You almost broke my fucking wall. Like, it didn't stop there. When he was throwing it at the fridge was moving. Like, you didn't need to wind up, asshole.
It was like one of those video games, you know, where you get the special bouncing bullets? It's like, pew, pew, oh, I got another guy. Exactly. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah, I believe it's almost, well, 3 minutes, but...
Guys?
Yeah.
We absolutely love doing this show, and it's a real testament to sit up at the stage, literally just talking. We get to talk to you. We talk to each other. We don't obviously prepare anything beforehand, or else we'd have something interesting to say. And yet, so many of these chairs have butts in them right now. Sexy. We're blown away. Guys, thank you so much for your support, for all the kind words that you guys have sent us over the time that we've had to live apart, and for this. I don't even know what to say. Peanut butter jelly time.
It's so good.
Guys, this is Xander the Blue.
Thank you.
I'm Alkali. We are the Dragon Show, and have a nice night.